This is Dr. Damian GIA, Dictator Board of Consultation on patient Efren Gomez. Last name G-O-M-E-Z. First name E-R-E-F-R-E-N. Date of birth 7-4-1965. Referring physician Dr. Sekar Nath. First name S-E-K-A-R. Last name N-A-T-A-R-A-G-J-I-A-N. M-D. 142 Palisade Avenue, Jersey City, New Jersey. Telephone number 201-653-4247. Patient is a 58-year-old male who was referred for infectious disease evaluation for fungal infection. Of the jaw. According to the limited history, new paragraph, according to the limited history, patient saw his dentist at the Metropolitan Health Clinic in Garfield Avenue, New Jersey City, where he had an extraction done several weeks back. History is a bit unclear since I did not receive a formal notification of the findings, only a two-word description of the reason for consultation, stating that there was a fungal infection, period. New paragraph. At this time, the patient still complains of pain in his right upper jaw after having had a molar extracted 3 weeks ago. Patient is taking unknown antibiotic for this, which was prescribed by his dentist. Patient has a past medical history of high blood pressure, hyperlipidemia, BPH, and is taking unknown medications for these. Patient has history of allergy to penicillin, described as a rash. Review of systems. The patient complains of pain in the jaw but denies any fever. He suffers from arthritis, asthma, depression, urinary frequency, as well as high blood pressure and occasional palpitations. Family history is positive for diabetes. Past surgical history positive for appendicitis many years ago. Social history is negative for cigarette smoking. Denies IV drug abuse. Physical examination appears to be well-nourished, well-developed, middle-aged male, alert-oriented times 3, blood pressure is 130 over 70, pulse 76, respiratory rate is 18, height 5'6", weight 213 pounds, head normal, ears normal, nose normal, eyes, pupils, equal round, reactive to light accommodation, extraocular motion is intact, mouth. The socket where the upper molar was extracted appears to be normal. It appeared to be sutures still in place. There's no drainage, no pus. There's minimal tenderness. There's no claudication. There's no swelling of the oropharyngeal cavity. There's no evidence of airway obstruction. There's no stridor. The neck, supple. There's no JVT, no thoracomegaly, no bruise. No tracheal deviation, no lymphadenopathy. Chest is symmetrical expansion bilaterally. Decreased breath sounds, but clear to auscultation. Heart is one has two regular, no murmurs, rubs or gallops. Abdomen is distended, soft, bowel sounds present. No rebound, no gluttony, no rebound. No tenderness, extremities, no cyanosis, no clubbing. Pulse is palpable. Joint, mild osteoarthritic changes. Cranial nerve 2 to 12 intact. Neurological examination. Cranial nerve 2 to 12 intact. Motor and sensory examination. Grossly within normal limits. Sensory within normal limits. Labs. There were no accompanying x-rays, cultures, Gram stains, or narrative descriptions. Patient came to the office with a referral stating that he had fungal infection, period. At this point, there's no imaging, no labs, and patient apparently we'll need follow-up with oromaxillofacial surgery as well as further imaging. Whether or not the patient needs or requires systemic antibiotics and systemic antifungals at this time cannot be ascertained. In the meantime, the patient will be continued on oral antibiotics and an antifungal, namely Diflucan, pending reports from primary dentist. Patient has been advised if the condition gets worse, he should go directly to the emergency room. New paragraph. Thank you for allowing me to participate in the care of your patients. Sincerely, Anthony J. Manager, MD, FACP, New York City.